This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, a perfect night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Pentagon is considering renaming the Iran war Operation Sledgehammer if the ceasefire fails, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. believed the Iran conflict would lead to Gaza's demilitarization, but instead, Hamas is more emboldened. Also this hour, Ynet has revealed that the U.S. warns Iran is frighteningly close to developing a nuclear weapon, despite extensive U.S.-Israeli strikes. Separately, Mariv reports that with the World Cup in the background, Israel understands Trump might act on Iran, as suggested by the IDF spokesperson's statement. And finally, I-24 News has reported that the Israeli coalition chairman submitted a bill to dissolve the Knesset with an election date yet to be determined. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that Israel expects President Trump to decide on Iran by Friday or over the weekend, potentially leading to renewed security actions. Middle East 24 shared earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu made a secret wartime visit to the UAE, meeting with President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, marking a significant diplomatic breakthrough. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote just now about the tragic murder of Yossi and Margit Silverman and their family by Hamas, reminding us of the ongoing human cost of conflict. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Pentagon's potential renaming of the Iran war. The Jerusalem Post highlights that a new operation name could help the Trump administration separate any renewed strikes from the already established Operation Epic Fury. This change might signal a shift in strategy as tensions remain high, turning to the U.S.'s expectations on Gaza's demilitarization. The Times of Israel reports that instead of weakening Hamas, the conflict has only solidified their stance against disarmament. This development complicates U.S. and Israeli efforts to stabilize the region and reduce Tehran's influence. Meanwhile, Ynet's alarming update on Iran's nuclear progress. The U.S. Energy Secretary's warning comes despite 40 days of military pressure. This raises concerns about regional security and the potential for nuclear escalation. In a related development, Mariv notes the IDF's concern over Trump's possible actions in Iran. The World Cup's global attention might influence the timing, but the lack of specific attribution from the IDF adds uncertainty. Finally, I-24 News reports on the political situation in Israel. The submission of a bill to dissolve the Knesset adds to the political uncertainty as citizens await news of a potential election. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business highlights the significant price discrepancies in retail networks, with a 43% difference noted. Consumers could save substantially by choosing wisely. Separately, CTEC reports on Israel's renewable energy sector. Yoni Hantis of Doral emphasized the connection between land and renewable energy at a recent conference, underlining Israel's potential in this growing market. And finally, Walla Business uncovered a potential legal issue for employees. A warehouse manager who was denied overtime pay may be owed compensation, sparking discussions on labor rights and employment contracts in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.